White, Battle Creek, Michigan, July 13, 1875. Dear Willie, I arise before anyone is stirring in this house to get a chance to write a few words to you. Last Friday, I spoke at 4 o'clock at the Health Institute. My subject was the training of children. They have the best set of patients there now that they have ever had. In the evening of Friday, we went to Potterville to rest. But these rests do not amount to much in my case. It was no rest to me. I spoke Sabbath. I wrote much of the day Sunday. I wrote 35 pages. Gave your father a pack. Walked out with him. Had a long talk and praying season in the beech grove. Your father then helped Robert Sawyer. He worked like a young man. Has been a little stiff since. After my 35 pages were written, I picked raspberries. Brother and sister Carmen found us at it in the field and said they came for us to go home with them. So we went. Next morning, rode to Cars and came to Battle Creek. Took dinner at the Institute. I was preparing to read my lengthy testimony to Harmon Lindsay when I received a note from Hankhurst that he would give me the afternoon for the fixing of my teeth. We hailed a hack, as no carriage was at hand, and then I sat from 2:30 till nearly dark, for with drilling out fillings and replacing with new. It made me nervous to have a spring wheel in my mouth. It seemed to buzz in my ears and head. But after my mouth had been stretched and my teeth hammered until it seemed that the roots were loosened, if they could be, and after I had been smothered for hours with rubber and a steel clasp crowding down upon my gums in a most painful position, I was glad to hear, "It is done, all I can do at the present." Said the good doctor, "You must go at once to rest." But no rest for me. I walked home. There I found chairs in my room, in office, nicely arranged for meeting, and I must be present. 15 of the brethren met the night before, Sunday night, to find out what Harmon Lindsay was going to do. He did not come out clear. Meeting held till 11 o'clock, then adjourned for last night. Brother Smith tried to draw Harmon out, but he would not be drawn out. He would not, for a long time, utter a word. Your father talked a long time, quite pointedly, showing that Harmon had no cause for his feelings. Brother Smith had made an effort to have him state whether the same difficulties existed in his mind as they had done. He would acknowledge he was sorry he had said anything, but he did not come to the point and say he had no grounds for his wicked feelings, and that he was all wrong. But he would not say this. After Father had talked, I talked about 1 hour, feeling every word I uttered. I talked earnestly. I took up the case of Harmon Lindsay. I told them how things had been, the light God had given them repeatedly, and how little this light had been appreciated. They had the example of men before them who had proved untrue, and for this reason they were called to Battle Creek to be firm for the right, and not to be affected by this murmuring, rebellious influence. If the experience of the last 30 years is not enough to establish the confidence of our brethren that God has and is using us in a special manner in this work, what can be done to give them confidence? What can God do for them more than He has done to remove the jealousy and envy from their minds? What means has God in reserve to help the unbelieving, questioning fault finders? After I had talked pointedly, telling Harmon that the trouble was in his own unsanctified heart, that his evil heart of envy and jealousy, his pride of heart, his dignity was cramped, he would be second to none. He would not be told what to do. He could dictate to others, but would not be dictated to himself. He could lead, but would not be led. Harmon arose and said he accepted every word Sister White had said. He had done wrong. He laid down his feeling then and there. but yet I do not see that the bottom is reached. Harmon will have to feel deeper than he has yet done before he can harmonize with the Spirit of God. I have been writing about 30 pages for Brother and Sister Gaskill in connection with the Health Institute. Many things need writing up. May God help us to faithfully discharge our duty. I look with anxious, longing heart to the Pacific coast. I long to be with you and at my writing. I do not know as we shall get through here to be at the camp meeting. Write just what you think about this. Will it make much difference, do you think, whether we are there or not? You have the best of talent there is in all the field. We cannot attend the Seventh-day Baptist Conference and shall have to leave out several camp meetings. What think you? Write as soon as you can in regard to this matter. We do not propose to remain away from choice, but because we see so much to do here.
We expect to start in a day or two for the East to see in regard to purchase of press, etc. We are more than glad to hear from Elder Loughborough and from yourselves, any of you.